Washington, D.C. Mayor Anthony Williams will not have his name on the ballot in his own party's primary this fall. The problem is the way the mayor collected signatures for his reelection bid. He can still run in the Democratic primary, but it will have to be as a write-in candidate. From member station WAMU, Lisa Nurnberger reports.
By all accounts, Tony Williams' campaign for a second term should have been a cakewalk. The mayor had to collect just 2,000 signatures to appear on the Democratic primary ballot. His campaign workers turned in about 10,000, including signatures from Tony Blair, Billy Joel, and Kofi Annan. Some of the petitions included multiple signatures in the same handwriting. Williams' own campaign admitted there were some problems and threw out almost half of the signatures. In the end, the D.C. Elections Board ruled the whole process was too tainted to place Williams on the ballot. Board Chair Ben Wilson was emotional in explaining the ruling.
We will not go along to get along, and we will not accept anything less than appropriate conduct.
The Registrar of Voters, in fact, found the mayor had collected enough valid signatures to run in the primary. But the Elections Board overruled her, saying the petitions couldn't be trusted because those who collected them turned in so many other forged signatures. The board subpoenaed several campaign officials, including campaign aide Scott Bishop Sr., who was in charge of gathering signatures, and his relatives who also circulated petitions. The last straw for the board was when Bishop finally appeared, but through his attorney refused to speak.
At this time, Mr. Bishop would wish to assert his Fifth Amendment right not to testify today.
The mayor has said the problems with the petitions are embarrassing, unnecessary, and a self-inflicted wound. Campaign workers were paid a dollar for every signature they collected. And Williams says if he had to launch the petition drive all over again, he would do it differently.
You make a mistake in retrospect when you set up a situation where you're paying people for signatures, because you're creating not a very good incentive when you think about it. And what's particularly pathetic is that, again, you could have gone down any major street and gotten these signatures in a week.
The mayor has had no real contender in the race, and his image as a bow-tied technocrat stands in sharp contrast to former Mayor Marion Barry, who went to prison on drug charges. That's why many D.C. residents say they feel especially let down by Williams. The mayor of the nation's capital is now in a position that's awkward at best. He can go to court to contest the board's decision, launch a write-in campaign as a Democratic candidate, or collect 3,000 new signatures to run as an independent in the general election. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Nurnberger in Washington.